T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's right, we're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you, of course, Howard Eskin with us, as always, brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how are we doing today?
I'm day-to-day. That's the favorite term.
Aren't we all, Howard? Aren't we all?
I'm day-to-day. It's just, hey, if the Sixers can use it, why not? It's just everybody can use it. We're day-to-day.
So your Saturday show means if your knee isn't swelling up, you'll be out there? Is that how you're going to kind of do this?
Yeah, day-to-day, whatever. If a lot of things, but day-to-day. It's a favorite way to dodge the obvious question. But I'm day to day and I'm good tonight.
Well, good. Howard's meniscus is fine. He's with us tonight. Howard, last night, I'll put it this way. Yesterday, it started off as not a good day for the Sixers because the news comes out about Joel, and they could couch it as day to day all they want. Obviously, there's a problem here and an issue that even if he tries to play, it's not going to be easy for him to be anything close to himself. So that's the bad. The good is they knocked out the Wizards. That series is over. They took care of it. It didn't go past five. So yesterday was kind of an up and down day. Not great news, but then they did, take care of business last night.
Yeah, I mean, actually, when I saw the line, I'm saying they're not going to lose this game. And they weren't going to lose it anyway. The Wizards Stink. Had their one game. Yep. Sixers kind of screwed it up. And Washington's just not a good team. I mean, they have two really good players, but they're not a good team. You need more than two good players. And the Sixers do have more than two good players. But there are questions about the players. But I think Washington had the bus running probably like the beginning of the fourth quarter. Just like, let's get out of it. We're done. We won one game and move on. I didn't have a question they were going to win the game last night, even with as tight as the first half was, because Sixers have a tendency to play that way. So I never had any question. It gets a little tougher from here. Just because they beat Washington doesn't mean they're home free yet.
No, they're not. They've got work to do. Atlanta's next. And last night, they got a lot of contributions from different players. But Howard, the bottom line is, and we'll talk about the game last night and how Ben played, but the bottom line is the Joel thing hovers over everything. I know people today are very, today's the kind of day where you start talking yourself into, look what they did last night and they won and they could figure this out and they could get by. Howard, this is going to be really challenging. I mean, the Wizards, like you said, are not a good team. The Hawks are not great, but they're obviously better than the Wizards. I think this next series is going to be a challenge for them. I still think they can win this and get through Atlanta, and then we'll see about Joel moving forward. But this will not be easy. With Trae Young on that team, and they've played well since they put Nate McMillan as the coach, I think Atlanta is going to be really challenging with Joel not there.
Yeah, Atlanta's a better team than people give them credit for. Yep. Do you know in the last, I think it's the last 36 or 37 games, do you know the Sixers and Atlanta have the same exact record? Same exact record.
Yeah, I think that probably surprises a lot of people listening to us right now, but they've played well. They made the coaching switch. I think it was like early March with McMillan, and since then, they've played really well, and they took the Knicks out. Like, that wasn't even hard. They took them right out of the playoffs.
Yeah, the Knicks aren't a bad team. The Knicks are a good team, and they'll be better over the next couple of years. But the way they took them out, whether they're good or not good enough, Atlanta, I mean, to take them out in five games, and they were the Knicks had the home court advantage, and I don't know how much that means at this point. It probably means something when you get to the last couple of series, if you get there. But Atlanta's a better team than I think people give them credit for. And just because the Sixers won last night, people say, oh, yeah, they won last night, and they'll be fine. And I don't know how much Embiid will play. what he has isn't going away. And rest is fine, but it doesn't change the fact that there's a, you know, small tear. First of all, the meniscus isn't that big anyway, so no tear is going to be a big tear. I mean, I had a torn meniscus, and it was painful, but I didn't have to run up and down a court. I wasn't 7 feet. I'm not 270 pounds, and it's a little different running on a hardwood floor. I played golf during the summer, and it was somewhat painful and was annoying, but I don't know whether my knee swelled up, where, you know, he has a chance for that knee to swell up. Unless there is an arthroscopic procedure, it's not going away. Now, how much he can play, I'm sure he can play through the pain, but if the swelling that occurs, then that changes the whole dynamic, because then it's hard to play. And here's the other thing that, you know, I started thinking about. Joel's got, what, 2 years left on a contract after this year?
Yeah, I'll look it up. But, yeah, he has, I would say, 2 or 3 years left in that deal.
Okay, yep. Well, the agent's going to worry about his next contract. You know, you don't want to, and this is, well, you just give him a cortisone shot and he won't hurt. The problem with cortisone shots, it really takes away the pain, but then you can't tell whether something gets worse because you don't feel that. I've talked to doctors about this. That's why they don't like to give cortisone shots for any kind of injury, because you can't tell if it gets worse because you won't feel the pain. So they can give him and he'll feel fine for that, but then does it swell up? Does he hurt it worse? I think he's going to play. I don't know if he's going to play on Sunday. I think he's going to play, but I just don't know how effective and how much he'll play, because it's not going away. I'm sure he'll have to have some kind of scope at the end of the season. But they don't want to do it now, because then you take him out for at least a couple of weeks. You just try to, maybe he plays a game and then maybe he takes a game off and you kind of nurse your way through it. I don't know what you do, but they should beat Atlanta, but the Nets are Milwaukee. And I got one for you. And this is a karma thing. If they play Milwaukee, and I think the Nets are the best team, but if they play Milwaukee, I don't think the Sixers are better than either Milwaukee or the Nets. How about karma? The point guard for Milwaukee is the guy that started the process.
Oh, yeah, Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
It all comes full circle.
Karma's a bitch. You know, wouldn't it be amazing if Drew Holiday helped beat the Sixers in that stupid, stinking, foolish, nonsensical scam of a process comes back to haunt him? I'm laughing because, you know, these things. Drew Holiday's probably one of the best, what, 5 or 6 point guards in the league.
He's very easily. Good. He's become. I always liked him when he was here. He was very young when he was here, but he's become even better than I thought he'd be. He's a good, really good player.
Yeah, but we're getting ahead of ourselves, because they still have to beat Atlanta,
right?
And they can't take it for granted. And I don't think Atlanta takes it for granted. I think Atlanta's, you know, teams like that are on a mission because nobody expects them to win. Nobody expects them to win. And I don't think, I think it's going to be a game on Sunday, because I don't think Embiid will play. Based on the line, there's a line out on the game, and it's 2.5, which indicates to me there's no Joel Embiid.
Yeah, me too.
And they know what's going on. And Doc Rivers last night says, well, I don't know when he'll be back. Well, that just tells me all I need to know. But they're day-to-day. That's the word they put out.
And Howard, back in, what was it, 2017, he had the same type of injury on his other knee, and originally the diagnosis was day-to-day. We didn't see him again. Like, that was it for the season. So,
right.
And I know this is the playoffs. It's different. You know, he'll want to be out there, but we've gone down this road before with him and Sixers, where day-to-day, you know, you don't see him for a long time.
And it doesn't make any sense when they pass along whoever they wanted to pass it along to. A week, he'll be fine. He'll be day-to-day, and we can manage him through the playoffs. Well, the injury doesn't change. That's the problem. And you don't know how he's going to feel, whether he's going to get swelling. If he was a guard, you know, it would be a little different, but he takes such a pounding as a big guy. And that's kind of the tough part. I think he'll play at some point, but how effective, how many minutes, will there be swelling after one game? Because the games are probably going to be every couple of days. So it's not going to be that easy to manage your way through it.
Well, it's not. And the part that is confusing to me is, like, you know, they could maybe get through Atlanta without him. They can't get through the next series without him. I mean, if they're going to get to the finals, they need him back. Howard, would you consider – I don't know the medicine on this. I don't know if this would work or not. But do you think there's a chance that they would try to sit him through the Atlanta series to see if he'd be better off for the Eastern Conference final? Like, try to get through this next series without him, give him, you know, a week and a half full rest, and then, assuming they can win it, they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then you try to put him out there. Because it worried me, if, like, how many games do you think he could actually play on this? Is it 10? Is it 12? Like, if you only have so many games in that knee before surgery is needed, do you waste them on the Hawks?
Well, here's what I'm saying. If they lose the first game,
yeah,
then I think he plays the second game. I'm just guessing. I mean, I don't know. It's like I said, it's not going away. But I don't think they can if they win the first game, then I don't think he'll play the second game. That's probably the if they win the first game, I don't think he'll play the second game.
Howard, the shame of all this is it's 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sixers win last night. They're through the Wizards. Hawks up next, and Embiid, you know, day to day, as we're talking about. The shame of this, Howard, is they've really tried. Like, again, another year of load management. He had some time off during the season where he had his knee injured. But, like, you know, they didn't abuse him. Like, he wasn't playing 35, 36, 37 minutes a night. They do everything they can to keep this guy on the court. And, Howard, it doesn't matter. It's like with him, it's a combination of bad luck, bad body. He can't stay on the court. Like, as much as we complain about other things, you need your best player on the court in the NBA playoffs to have a chance. Like, LeBron doesn't come off the court. And the best player, Steph Curry, doesn't come off the court. Like, the guys that win titles – you know, Shaq back in the day, Kobe, they didn't come off the court, Michael. And unfortunately, Joel can't stay on the court.
Yeah, that's a problem. Well, when they drafted him, and they did try to trade that pick because his medical issues, they knew that he had medical issues. Now, it's always something different, but they knew what his body was like. But nobody wanted to trade for him. So the Sixers took him, and, you know, oh, they got Joel Embiid. Well, he's a really good player, but he's in his career. And I said before this season, they have, I think, a three-year window. And because at that point, it's a lot of pounding. You don't know what the injuries, big guys, most big guys don't last a long time. Shaq was different. Kareem was different. Olajuwon was probably a more fluid guy, so it wasn't the same. He didn't take the pounding. But there's big players that just don't last a long time. So they have a window, and I don't know. We're going to see whatever happens in Game One will determine whether he'll play in Game Two.
Well,
if they win, I don't think he plays.
Well, I hope they do win so they could give him more rest because it's important to keep him through this thing. 215-592-9494. Howard, the other story last night, I mean, a lot of guys stepped up. I mean, Curry had a 30-point game, and they got Maxey, had some big energy and big minutes, Green towards the end of the half. But obviously part of the story now is going to be, can Ben Simmons play at a higher level without Joel in there to kind of pick up the slack? He had a good game last night, a triple-double. I'm sure you saw after the game, Howard, his Instagram post. They love me, they love me not, they love me, they love me not. Clearly talking about Philadelphia and all of us that talk about Ben Simmons. Your thoughts on Ben right now, Howard? I mean, Monday night was embarrassing when he was getting hack-a-bend. Last night he was better, they were better. I mean, this is what they need from him. They need him to score close to 20 points a game, especially without Joel Embiid there. So, like, I'm not going to throw a parade for Ben, but at least last night he did what he had to do.
Well, let me just start with this. I ignore his social media posts because he's so in love with himself. He must stand in front of a mirror every morning and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And that's just what he's always showing himself, whether it's a new sports car, he gets a new one like every 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it is, he's always got to show himself. And I mean, it's just, to me, his social media posts are boring. So let me get that out of the way. All right, now you mentioned the triple-double.
Yep.
What a soft, fraudulent triple-double. And, you know, I'm so tired of that term anymore. Let's start with, number one, his assists. And I've talked to people that are into these kind of things with the NBA. He's got what was termed to me soft assists. because he'll kick it back out to a jump shooter. And if the person makes a jump shot, he gets an assist. We've talked about this before. So is he as slick a passer as James Harden? No. He's not as good a passer as a lot of guys that can find seams. Well, he'll find an open guy. I mean, obviously, he's got really good court awareness, and I get all that. But he's not as slick a passer. A lot of his assists come from just kicking it back because he won't take it to the basket. And if an open jump shooter hits a shot, he gets an assist. So that's soft. Okay, but he got the assists, and they're different than they were 10, 15 years ago. But the triple-double, Doc Rivers, because we don't know basketball, so he wanted to prove to us that he knows basketball. So he puts him back in the game with 7 minutes to go. Now, the game was, for all intents and purposes, over. Now, why would you do that and risk, you know, and he's not Joel where he's not going to get hurt all the time. But does it make any sense to put him back in the game? Does it make any sense in a 17-point win to play him 39 minutes? Does it make any sense? However, Doc wanted to prove to us that he knows basketball. The enabler, Doc Rivers, wanted to make sure that Ben Simmons got his triple-double. In those last 7 minutes, he had 5 of his 10 rebounds. When the other team was just ready to, the bus was running and they were ready to leave, he got 5 of his 10 rebounds to get that triple-double, because Doc wants to make sure that he's a special player and he's showing you.
Well, he's a treasure.
He's got a triple. So now he can say, hey, Ben had a triple-double. Yeah, you should have never put him back in the game. And I don't want to hear that, well, they didn't take out Beal. Well, so what? So what? So put Thibault on him. What are you worried about, Beal? Don't worry. You got to worry about what you do, not what they do. You've already had that game wrapped up. You didn't need Ben on the floor because you had somebody defensively if you wanted to play against Beal. It's ridiculous. It was ridiculous for him to put him back in the game. And I believe, this is my belief, that Doc, because he wanted to prove that he knows basketball and we don't, that he's going to put him in. And look, he got a triple-double. Oh, my gosh, he's so special. He's a treasure.
Well, that's it. We have a treasure here who did play well last night, and he needs to keep playing well if they have a chance to move on and keep winning by Joel. Howard,
He didn't really pick up a lot of the slack for Embiid. Should have gotten rebounds.
But he got points, or at least he had 19 points.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, it's better than 11 or 10.
Because that team plays no defense. Now, there's going to be teams that are going to know how to play him, and he's not going to get to the basket. So we'll see what happens.
Howard,
we'll
what see. Do you make of the whole Doc thing? You were talking about last night and putting it back in. But just in general, like, Doc has been, I would say, over the top defensive of Ben, to the point now, like I mean, kidding or not, he is basically saying, like, he knows what he's talking about with Ben Simmons and us, and he could mean fans, he can mean media, he can mean whoever he wants, but he's just kind of using the you guys thing. Like, we don't know what we're talking about, and we don't understand basketball like they do. Here's the reality. I understand the Sixers have had a lot of tough playoff moments with Ben Simmons on the court. I mean, like, they've lost, right? They've lost series with him, in part because he hasn't played well enough. That's the truth, whether Doc Rivers wants to admit it or not. Why do you think he's being so defensive with the Ben stuff?
Because Ben hasn't done what any coach has really wanted him to do. Ben will do what he wants, and, you know, and that's just the way it is. And you're not going to take him out of the game. That's the other thing. And I don't know if they're going to trade him at the end of the year. I mean, it's too early there's always those thoughts. But to make him sound like a great player, to make him feel like he's a great player, to try to get him to do more of what you want him to do. But his numbers, Marcus Hayes actually wrote a good story the other day, and he pointed out his numbers have dropped over the years. You know, Doc Rivers doesn't know basketball. We do. And the numbers pointed out, there's no numbers definitively that tell us that Doc Rivers is right about Ben Simmons. There's none, because everything drops. He doesn't score as much. There's not as many assists. There's not as many rebounds. Does he play good defense? Yes, but he doesn't always play the best offensive guard on the other team. So Doc's just trying to prove, he's trying to get Ben Simmons to do what he wants and make him feel good. And sometimes you got to nurse NBA players. It's not just Ben Simmons. It's the NBA. You got to nurse him and make him feel good. I mean, LeBron's going to get, just digressing to him, he's going to get Frank Vogel fired because he's going to blame the coach for the loss. So because he probably didn't get what he wanted. And the fact that he walked off the court when there was still time on the game and just went to the locker room.
Yeah, that was soft. That was soft.
It was insulting. It's disgraceful. You know, you don't leave your team if you're part of that team, but whatever. But they all try to, and Frank Vogel, I know Frank, and he hasn't said this to me, but I just can kind of see the way he coaches. He lets LeBron do what he wants to do. Because, number one, he is a great player. I don't think he's one of the top six in the history of the NBA, but he is a great player.
He's number two, but go on. He's not number two.
But whatever. But coaches let him, or they get fired. They let him do what he's going to do because the players never go. It's always the coaches. So I think, in referring to Doc Rivers, I think he's just trying to make him feel good and defend him and tell everybody how great he is. So maybe Ben will do more of the things that he wants him to do. Because Ben Simmons is not one of the top 15 players in the NBA. And you can talk about special and treasure and all that other nonsense. He's the only player in the NBA, that the only one that I know of, that won't take a 13 to 15 foot jump shot. Won't. Regardless of whether he can or he can't. He won't. So how can you be special and be a treasure when the only way you can score is right at the basket?
Because Doc knows basketball, Howard, and you and I and everyone listening, we don't. That's the issue here. All right, 215-592-9494.
Let me just mention the question the other. Yeah. The question was absolutely right. Because if you take
Taking him off the court with the hackaband. Yeah, it was
right.
A good question.
Until there's 2 minutes left.
Yep.
You know, but Doc wasn't thinking about that. First of all, he should be off the court a lot more than he's on the court against certain teams. But whatever. It's just that question was totally legitimate. And him say, what do you want me to bench him the whole game? That's not what the question was, Doc. He's an enabler. That's what he is.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls on the Sixers, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid's injury. The Hawks series starts on Sunday. We got a lot to get into here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. And, of course, Howard Eskowitz. We're riding with the King. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. All right, let's talk to the people here, Howard. 215-592-9494. Sixers win. They are in the Eastern Conference semis. Sunday at 1 o'clock is game one against the Hawks. Brahim is up on WIP. Hey, Brahim.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Mr. Howard Snakeskin over there? Can we talk about how long Howard's been in the last few weeks? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So one, Howard sat here on this show, right here, and he said the Sixers wouldn't get, by the time it was the playoffs, the Sixers wouldn't have the number one seed.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said
no,
it right here on this show.
Because they were up. I couldn't have said it a few weeks ago because they were so far ahead.
You said it before the playoffs started.
Stop.
You said the Sixers would not get the number one seed.
I'm not going to debate that with you.
You said it on this show.
I said they're not the best team. I may have said, and I know I said they're not the best team, but I didn't question that because they had too big a lead on the Nets.
Howard,
and
it was way before that, brother. Way before
okay.
that. Okay,
right.
Let's
so
move on to point
there.
Two.
Go ahead.
Then you said we were going to lose in the second round to the Knicks. The Knicks are a very good defensive team.
Yeah, I thought that they had a chance to lose to the Knicks. Well, the Knicks lost,
well,
so that's not
going
to happen.
You're wrong about that.
Okay, well, big
my
deal.
Thing is, Howard, is you have a very clear agenda. You do not like the Sixers for some reason, so anytime they do something, they win. You have to downgrade the win.
Okay, here's the bottom line here, genius. Here's the bottom line.
Yeah,
they can't
genius,
win.
Me,
I just, I have been, I will be consistent with this. I don't think they can go and win a championship with Ben Simmons. I do not. I'm not the only one that believes that. There are, even though Doc Rivers is the only one that knows. But excuse me for a second.
Excuse me.
Even though Doc Rivers says he knows basketball and nobody else does, Ben Simmons It's very difficult to win a championship with Ben Simmons. And I just don't think against good teams, and they've been so successful with Ben Simmons, they've won one playoff game, one playoff series the last 2 years. In 8 years, they've won two playoff series. In five of those years, they've had Ben Simmons. So I don't want to hear about what I say. I don't believe, and I will be consistent with that, that they can win a championship with Ben Simmons. They won last night against a bad team. Let's relax a little bit. And they should beat Atlanta. They should beat Atlanta. It won't be that easy, but I think they should beat Atlanta. But I don't think they're better than either the Nets or
and that's fine. This is what I want to ask you. Let's just say things break the Sixers' way. They win the championship. Will you admit that you were wrong?
That's a hypothetical. That
I knew you were going to say that, but let's just say
that's a hypothetical.
Well,
they haven't won the championship.
Brahim, what does break their way mean? Like they're going to have to earn it. Like there's no breaking their way.
My point is not that, Joe. My point is I hate how Howard, his hometown team, Howard is a Philly icon, and he cannot bring himself to root for this team.
If Ben Simmons was not on this, who would you rather have? Let me ask you a simple question. And there was talk. I don't know whether it could happen. Who would you rather have with a better chance to win a championship, Ben Simmons or James Harden?
I would rather have Ben Simmons. Can I tell you why?
Go ahead.
Before you say that's ridiculous, let me tell you why.
The reason,
because if we got James Harden, we would have no Thibault, we would have no Maxey. Without Thibault, without Maxey, we don't get the number one seed.
Yeah, Brahim, I understand your point. I think, and Brahim, listen, we appreciate it. I appreciate your phone call.
Howard and Maxey, they don't play enough minutes.
Yeah, I think we do this thing. And look, Maxey played well last night. We know Thibault has been very good defensively all year, and he's a good player. We do this thing in basketball, Howard, where we get very excited about role players, and it lets us forget what the sport is all about. It's not football, right? In football, you need a lot of good players, a lot.
Well, Joe, you made a great point. You make a great point because role players, we do fall in love with.
We love them.
We fall in love with them because they're really good in that role.
Yeah.
But when you ask them to do more than what that role is, I don't think Maxey was exciting last night. But I think he shot under 50%. I think he was 6-for-14. He was exciting. Thibault is a nice defender, but can't score. I mean, he's lucky. He's almost like Ben Simmons shooting a three. But regardless of all that, he gives you what he gives you with what he does. And as a role player, very good. Right this season, if they gave up Maxey and Thibault and draft picks or whatever to get James Harden.
They'd be the favorite.
Gosh, they'd win the championship. Yeah. They would be that good. They would be that good. And for who? What was the genius's name?
Brahim.
Brahim, okay. If he can't recognize that, it's no sense in me even talking to him. I mean, I don't know. Does anybody else out there think they're better off with Ben Simmons rather than James Harden?
No.
Really?
I mean, no one could think that. We can pray and cross our fingers they could beat the Nets the way it is, but no one could think that. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Andrew in Westchester. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Andrew. What's up?
So I totally agree that James Harden would absolutely be a better option than Ben Simmons. I don't think there's any denying that. I think James Harden's one of the best scorers in the entire history of the NBA.
Ever, yeah, he is.
Yeah, but I don't like a ton of the Ben Simmons slander. I understand that he can't shoot and it's frustrating, and I agree that I don't think they're winning anything without Joel Embiid. I think you need another guy that's going to be able to score 25 points a night consistently. But I just think we need to kind of take a step back and appreciate what Ben Simmons is doing. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that can go out there like last night and drop a 17-point triple-double. I don't understand what Westbrook made.
As I pointed out earlier, you heard me earlier. Triple-double was really soft. He had five. He puts him back in with 7 minutes to go when the game's over. Gets five from the last 7 minutes to get his triple-double.
You know, and I understand that viewpoint, but listen, like, we've sat here for how many years and watched this team win 10 games, 15 games, 20 games? Like, guys like Ben Simmons don't just come out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, I understand it's very frustrating that he can't shoot, but I think the city has to admit he's a very talented player.
Like, okay, can I ask you a question? Do you like his lack of aggressiveness offensively? Forget about the fact that he can't shoot and won't shoot. Do you like his lack of aggressiveness offensively?
No, I don't. I think it can be frustrating, but I think at times that he needs to be playing the five offensively, and I know that's an issue with Embiid.
I don't think he was.
His aggression goes up with Embiid when Embiid's out. I think his aggression goes, you know.
Yeah, but last night I thought he was very passive playing. He had a small lineup in there, but he wasn't playing guard. I mean, but he just was very passive. You know, he scored 4 points the first half. He scored two at the basket, two right at the layup and a dunk. He had four points the first half.
No, and I agree, but my thing is this. He had 13 points in the second half because I think he finished with 17, and I may be wrong about that.
I think it was 19, actually. 19.
Yeah, so, but also you have Curry dropped 30 last night. Tobias dropped 28.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So he's creating shots for all these guys. Furkan had 10. Maxey had 13. So he's running the offense trying to create for
them. See, I don't really think he's creating shots for them.
Well, sometimes he does. And Andrew, we appreciate it. I mean, a guy like Maxey, he kind of creates his own shot. He takes the ball to the top and he goes to the basket.
You know, if you take Maxey's aggressiveness and put it with Ben Simmons, then it's a whole different player. But the player is who he is. And that's the problem. I just don't think his aggression against a good team, and let's all be honest, Washington is not a good team.
No, they're not.
So against a good team, this all changes. And I don't know how Atlanta's going to play him, but you don't have to play him much. And if Joel's in there, you double team him, and it makes it tougher physically for him. And Joel's obviously not. He's maybe a little better passer than he was last year, but he's still not a good passer. He still doesn't kick it out well enough. That's why he turns the ball over too much. But regardless, you need aggression from your point guard. And he's still, you know, we're celebrating. He was, 5 for 8 last night? And we're celebrating that. Like it's, you know.
Well, it's better than 5 for 20 from the line, which was the first four games, right? We're looking for improvement here, Howard. We got it. Here's the thing. As long as Ben Simmons plays the game like he does, it's always going to be something we debate, right? He's a unique player. Like point guards don't play like this. Point guards shoot.
That's the whole thing. He's a point guard.
Yeah,
even Rajon Rondo, who's not a good shooter, but he still shoots and he does score. He's decent. I guess he's a decent shooter.
Well, also when Rondo was young, Howard, on that title team with Doc Rivers, he also had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen with them. Like, it's not the same here with the Sixers. It's Joel Embiid. It's Tobias. He's got to be the third guy. And some nights he's not. Like, it was very easy for Rajon Rondo to just kind of be the fourth or fifth option. Like, they had three Hall of Famers with them. We don't got three Hall of Famers here.
I know. That's what's amazing. It just, you know, you take one player out of the equation and put a really good player in there. Remember when they played Boston, what was it, 2 years ago? And you had T.J. McConnell playing a lot of the game. And they won the game.
Yeah.
Because he played like a point guard. They had to defend him, even though he's not in Ben Simmons' class. I understand that. He's like 5 inches shorter anyway, more than 5 inches shorter. But at least he played the position the way you need to play it to try to win a game. And then Ben doesn't do that. Now, he's not going to – I don't even know what you call his position and what they even listed him as last night.
Center, forward center, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
I don't even know. But the reality is he can't be a point guard and your team be successful. You can't. I'm sorry. Hey, Doc. This is the Doc. I'm sorry. I don't know basketball, but you do. He's a treasure, and he's special.
Yeah, Doc's in his car somewhere saying, these guys don't know basketball. It's pretty clear. Howard doesn't know. 215-592-9494. We don't know.
I know. So Ben was listed as a center last night. But I don't know what. They kind of moved the guys around. And as a center, he only had 11 shots. So, and then he only had 4 points the first half. He only had 4 points. So, don't you have to be a little more aggressive than that?
Yeah, if they're going to beat let's just play it out. Let's say Joel can't play against Hawks, and he might. But if he can't, he's going to have to score close to 20 a game for them to win the series. I mean, they might be able to win a couple games here and there where he doesn't score much. But if they're going to win 4 of 7 against a team that has Trae Young, I mean, that team could shoot. Trae Young is fearless. I mean, he went on the road and just dropping 30 points like it's nothing. Like, he could play, and he's not going to be afraid to come in here. I know the crowd is all amped up, and Sixers have home court. Like, I'm not going to be surprised at all on Sunday, Howard, if Trae Young comes in here and scores 30 points or close to it. He's not afraid of the moment.
Right. No. And Seth Curry, he had a really, really nice game last night. But are you going to expect 30 points from Seth Curry every night?
That's a once in a lifetime, maybe.
And Danny Green is who he is. And Harris, he's had a nice, had a good game. It's just, but you, those players aren't going to carry you over the top against a good team. That's the difference. If there's no, and if there's Embiid in there, I don't know what kind of minutes you get out of him. They've got a score there, and it's just, it's kind of a mix and match because he can't play as many minutes, I wouldn't think. And then does Ben play? I'd actually rather have Ben at center than Dwight Howard, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, well, Dwight's on offense is a total zero.
What a stiff he is. He's a stiff.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you watch a player like Dwight, who, 10, 12 years ago was the best center in the NBA, and now he's just, you know, he's not that guy anymore.
He's an absolute stiff. He's a total. The fact that he had 12 points last night shows you how bad Washington is. Now, he got 8 of them from the foul line, but still, he had 12 points in 15 minutes. Ben played 39 minutes, which he didn't need to play, and had 19 points. And people throw around triple doubles like it's nothing. But when you look into it, when he had 5 rebounds in the last 7 minutes, when he probably should have not even been in the game, what does that triple double mean? And what does that triple double mean anyway? I don't even.
Well, it means you don't know basketball. It's pretty simple.
Right.
Let's go to the phone line.
James Harden gets a triple double every night.
Yeah, so does your boy Jokic, who's trying to close a series out tonight.
And what a good passer for a center! My gosh.
Yeah, he's
good.
He's a unique player. I mean, that we're unique players. He's unique. Jack is up on WIP. Hey, Jack.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, Jack. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Howard, man, I just don't understand why you just love to hate our players, and you love to be miserable.
Seth Curry had a good game. I just said Tobias Harris had a nice game. I've said that Joel Embiid is a really, really good player. There's one player that I don't think you can win with. It's one player.
Why?
Don't say
our
players.
The series, no problem. And it's like you enjoy complaining. It's like, I don't know. I know you guys are on the radio. You got to drum up talking points and stuff.
But you tell me. Do you like Ben Simmons? You tell me.
Because he's the glue to our team.
He
is?
See
how we did without him? When he was out for 4 games, did we win any games when he was out?
Yeah, but Embiid was out 1 or 2 of those games.
We won 0 games with Simmons out, that little road trip
stop.
That we had out west. We are horrible without Simmons.
Okay. All right. See, now you're locked in. And you're a fan, and that's great. It's great that you're a fan. It's great that you want to support him. But you got to be honest with yourself. I mean, the reality is they can't win a championship with Ben Simmons. And if you think so, and that nonsense that Doc Rivers rolls out there, in the last week or so, is a joke. They can't win with him. He's just not. He hasn't gotten better in 4 or 5 years.
First of all, we were the one seed this year with Ben Simmons. You have to understand, it's literally not his job to score. You get so worked up and so fixated on his scoring, it is literally not his job. Do you ask the mailman when he delivers your mail, why did
Jack,
he not deliver
Jack,
my groceries?
Jack,
it's
why
not
is
his job.
But why isn't it his job? Because he's incapable. It's not like you think the Sixers don't want him to score. They'd love if he could shoot. Like if the Sixers had their way, he'd be hitting 6 threes a game.
You said that about any player though. You want any player to score.
No, but he's the point, Jack. He's the point guard. We talk about Jack. I get your point that we should. You know, he's a good player, right? And we shouldn't talk about him like he's bad. But we also can't pretend he's the rebounder guy off the bench. Like he's the point guard of the team.
Yeah, right. That's what I don't understand with fans.
I mean, he puts up a triple-double. I don't understand, what – if you say
he had 5 rebounds in the last 7 minutes when the game was over. I don't want to hear about triple-doubles.
He's literally defensive player of the year.
Well,
he's not the defensive player of the year.
I just don't understand. That's why we have Seth Curry. That's why we have Danny Green.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, but Jack, let me say something. I want to say something, Jack, for a second, Jack. Jack, role players don't win championships. And Jack, I hope Howard's wrong. I think Howard is ultimately going to be right on this, that it's very hard to win a title with him. Jack, if you think Game 6 or Game 7 of the NBA Finals against whoever they play, let's say they get there, if we're relying on Danny Green and Seth Curry to win the title with their shots, there's no title. Like, that's not how the NBA works. It's just not. And Jack, we appreciate the call. Howard, that's not how it works.
Man, like, I'm so frustrated.
James Harden and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, like, those are the guys. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, like, we can all list them off the top of our heads. Kobe Bryant, right? Ray Allen. Like, think about the guys that win titles.
Gosh.
It's not the role players that win, it's the stars. Like, it's like people almost lower the bar for Ben and they accept what he is when the bottom line is if he got better, if he improved his offense, they could win a title.
You know, this and his foul shooting, I mean, the last caller didn't even mention that. It's still not good enough. So he's 5 for 8, and we celebrate that. It's just, I'm so tired of giving what is my opinion based on knowledge and of talking with other basketball people.
Not Doc, though. The Doc will tell you the opposite.
Yeah, Doc was cool. You know, nobody else knows basketball except Doc Rivers. And talking to other basketball people, and people, the fans, it's great to be a fan. I mean, I grew up in this town. I mean, I lived and died by the Sixers, but now I got to give you my honest opinion. And I would, you know, I would hate myself. I would, oh, yeah, Ben Simmons, he's terrific. He's great. He's just, he doesn't do the things you need him to do. The only thing he does well is play defense. And he's not the defensive player of the year. A guard, as we've talked about, hasn't won it since 96. It's just because he says it and Doc says it and they give themselves their own awards. That's not what wins you a championship if you're playing point guard. And I'm tired of being called a hater. I'm tired. We don't like our players. I think Seth Curry, I mean, that was terrific what he did last night.
Yeah, he played great.
Tobias Harris had a really, really nice game. He's done well for him in this series. Again, it's a bad team. And Joel Embiid, obviously, is going to average 20, if he, now we don't know, at least 25 points a game in the playoffs, which is really good. But, you know, the other thing that I saw, what was it? The Midday Show played 20 years ago. The Sixers, I don't know, they won Game 7 against Milwaukee.
Yep.
Dikembe Mutombo, who's not even a scorer,
no,
had 23 points and 19 rebounds. See, the one thing that Joel doesn't do, because I think it's his stamina, he's not going to get a lot of rebounds because he's outside most of the time anyway. You know, he shoots too many outside shots, so he's not going to get – and I understand that, but he's still – a great player. I'm not going to take that away from him. But because I dislike one player, I'm a hater, and I don't like our team. Man, I grew up with the Sixers. It was, I talk to basketball people, and, you know, and I try to explain to them, I said, if you would listen to what I listen to from callers and take the abuse that I take, but with trying to be honest about this, they'd be better off with another player playing point guard.
You know who you remind. You know who you remind me of, Howard?
What?
You remind me of me taking the abuse from the Carson Wentz fans when I tried to tell everyone the truth that this guy wasn't it, and I got yelled at for years. Anyway, Howard, let me hit this. What to watch?
He had
here?
A better pedigree, though. At least he had a better pedigree.
And he had one, obviously.
Well, I'll ask you a question, Joe. Would you rather have Brandon Ingram or Ben Simmons? For this team, right now, for this team.
Well, Ingram, the scoring Ingram could give would help.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They're going to – in the NBA, I know defense wins, but not as much as it used to because these teams can now score.
Oh, it's an offensive league, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, they can score. Brandon Ingram averaged – what did he average? 25, 90% from the foul line, over 40% from three, and he was the second pick that year. If you had Brandon Ingram right now – this team would be better. And people would say, oh, you just hate Ben Simmons. No, I don't hate him. He doesn't. He's just happy with making $30 million. I think he's just happy with making $30 million.
Well,
and that's just the way I feel. And that's based on what people have told me, too.
Yeah, well, I hope they, you know, we all hope they do as best they can. And listen, What to Watch For Here is sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 lines. Well, I'm watching to see how they do in Game 1. Howard, I saw this stat today. This is remarkable. I wonder if you realize this. You know, the Sixers have lost 9 straight conference semifinals Game 1. So, second round. They've lost Game 1 of the second round.
Wow.
9 straight times. Now, obviously, they've won some of those series. They haven't lost all of them. But the last time they won a second round Game 1 was 1986 against the Bucks.
Wow.
which means they lost game one the year they got to the finals, obviously, with Allen Iverson. I mean, yeah, that's, it's amazing. So hopefully they can reverse that trend.
Well, I gave you the stat. The number one seed in the East has lost 10 of the last 12 years. Or has not gotten to the finals, excuse me, has not gotten to the finals 10 of the last 12 years.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, a lot of that shows that LeBron's teams didn't care about the number one seed, right?
Yeah,
he's
right.
Usually in the, he was usually in the finals.
Exactly.
All right, Howard, we'll hear you again on Sunday morning or Saturday morning.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go and...
Go learn the game.
You know what? I'm just going to go and just hang out in the bathroom and just throw up. I hate to do that around dinner time. But not because of the people, but because I'm going to hate myself, because I'm going to feel like the people feel when I talk about
Ben
Simmons.
Listen, I just hope by Saturday you learn the game, right? If you understand the game, you will appreciate Ben Simmons.
Gosh.
That's it.
Joe, I can't be alone in this. I mean, why are the fans so resistant to this?
Well,
and it's not all of them.
No, people do. They want to believe it'll change. They want to believe it's good enough, because right now they're winning, right? They're in the second round. They were the number one
seed. Everybody wants to win a championship. I get it. I understand it. But you got to face the reality of what it is. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to change with Ben Simmons. I just don't.
Well, it hasn't yet. At least his offense has yet. All right, Howard, we'll hear you on Saturday, and we'll talk soon.
I'm going to try to learn some basketball so I can compete with Doc Rivers.
All right, you go do that. All right, there he goes, Howard Eskin, of course. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we are riding with the king here. As always, brought to you by Xfinity, the Philadelphia's fast internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. We'll come back. All your calls. I want to continue the Ben Simmons conversation, because I have an opinion. I have a take on how we – the fans, and that includes all of us, everyone in Philadelphia that loves basketball, how we treat Ben Simmons. Because I think it is become there's a perception out there. I don't think it is reality. I'll explain coming up. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.